BIPOC law survivor recognized as 131st victim after suicide. By Chris Tomlinson on June 18, 2019. Guillaume Vallette, a survivor of the 2015 BIPOC law attack who killed himself 2 years later, has been officially recognized as the 131st victim of the attacks. While he had not been physically harmed during the terror attack in November of 2015, Guillaume Vallette was left with severe post-traumatic stress disorder, which deteriorated to the point where, in 2017, he hanged himself, Le Parisien reports. Following his suicide, Vallette's parents pushed to have him recognized as a victim of the attack, with their lawyer presenting an expert who testified that the 30-year-old had no prior psychiatric history prior to the attack. Psychiatrist Dr. Catherine Wong testified before a court regarding the case, saying, "It can be established that the trauma of November 13, 2015 was responsible for a state of post-traumatic stress in Mr. Guillaume Vallette, who was complicated by a major depressive episode, and that suicide had been a complication of this major depressive episode. The suicide of Mr. Vallette Guillaume is, therefore, the ultimate consequence of the attack of November 13, 2015. The testimony convinced judges to recognize Vallette as a direct victim of the attacks, with Claire Josserand Schmidt, a lawyer with the French Association of Victims of Terrorism, AFVT, calling the initial judgment a huge step forward. The story of Guillaume must alert the public authorities on the necessary accompaniment of victims of attacks over time, she added, and said that mental injuries should be recognized in the same way that bodily injuries are. Last year, BIPOC law victims were granted €85 million in compensation, which was largely funded by a small fee on property insurance contracts. Other parents of BIPOC law victims have expressed anger over the attacks, such as Patrick Jourdan, father of 31-year-old victim Nathalie Jourdan, who was attacked by French media for associating with anti-mass migration and anti-Islamization activists. Jourdan was also heavily involved in getting French rapper Medine's concert at the BIPOC law cancelled last year. The concert caused controversy, as the rapper had previously released an album entitled Jihad. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.